All right, well, hey, it is another glorious day to be alive. I hope you feel and agree in the same manner. You know, as one of the brothers at the church always says when I run across him, he said, man, it's better to be seen than be viewed. And I always say it's better to be 6 feet above than 6 feet below. In either case, we're alive, right? So I thank God for this day that he has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Fellas, hey, welcome back to another show. This is Selwyn Robbins, your host of Let's Talk About It. It is a glorious day and I am in great spirits. And I say first and foremost because I do have breath this day to hopefully walk fully in who God has called me to be. And demonstrate, as I was speaking to myself on the way to work, demonstrate Jesus. And so many people today need to know and feel and see the demonstration, the power, and the love of Jesus Christ that sacrificed himself, allowed himself to be given over to something that was greater. But he had to go through a death in order for it to be fully accomplished. And, you know, in this day and time, many of us don't want to sacrifice. We don't want to fully give ourselves over to something. We don't fully want to engage with people at times just because of where we are that particular day. And, you know, we all have those moments where it's about us. We're not, we're all prone to it. So I just want to encourage you with that today is to go above and beyond what you normally do this particular day. And believe me, it will definitely benefit you and it will benefit others just as well. All right, with that, I want to get into something that I love, a topic that I truly walk by. And actually, that's part of the scripture. But it stems from a conversation that I had last night with one of the men. It was an encounter a meeting. I hadn't seen this guy in a long time, but we met up last night and just started talking. And he reminded me of something about me. And in turn, it actually reminded him about the same thing as well about his life. And this is what it is. Faith. Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it elders obtain a good report. And for me, at times, faith is a no-brainer. Yeah, I say many more than at times. Most of the times, faith is a no-brainer to me. I believe I understand it. I could always understand it more, of course. I want to say I demonstrate it. I speak it. And all those, of course, can be increased, can be demonstrated just a little bit more as well. But I love it. I just can't pinpoint necessarily what the thing is about faith that I love. Outside of it being a scripture, you know, of course, everything Jesus did was by faith in his Father. Trust and hope in his Father. And as I reflect on myself, many of the things that I did in my life before I met Christ, I have to say I did in faith. I was believing, but I didn't know it was faith, right? I was believing those things to happen in my life. You know, for instance, you know, one day, you know, as I was a teenager in high school, I believed that I had the dream of going into the military, specifically the Navy. As I was telling this gentleman last night, you know, I love the water. I love boats. I love planes. I love the Navy SEALs, you know, all of that. And I said, you know, one of these days I'm going to be in the military. And I want to say probably years had passed before that actually manifested. And actually, it was on a whim that I went down to the recruiting office one day just to get information. This is so funny. I just went to get information to find out more about it. I don't know how it happened, but next thing you know, I'm signing up, taking the ASVAB test, and went and passed and all of that. And I didn't even tell my mom. I didn't tell my mom until afterwards. Yet, that's a big no-no, fellas and ladies. Big no-no. As a teenager, you do not make a move like that without your parents knowing. And it's not about them stopping you, but it's a major change in your life, especially when you've just graduated and you're figuring out what you want to do in life. But nonetheless, I signed up for the military, went into the Navy, went through boot camp in Chicago, Illinois. It's one of the coldest places you could ever be for a teenager. But my desires, my dreams came true that I was on a boat, the USS Carrier CV-66, which is actually USS America CV-66. And on that, of course, you know, carriers have planes, and I was around the biggest, baddest plane ever, which is the F-14 Tomcat. Still love it to today. It was a workhorse, right? Got to see beautiful, serene water many different trips. Also had the privilege of being in the same department as a guy that was training to be a Navy SEALs. He had already been assigned a date on when he was going to SEAL training, so he was working out. So I had the privilege of working out with him a little bit, but even more so, we had a SEAL team, a boat crew on our carrier, and that was really surreal to see that team. It was just like the movies, man. It literally was. And for me, that just stoked me. But to tie that back into faith and believing in things, you know, I believed as a kid that one day that was going to happen, and it did. But I didn't know faith was playing a factor in that. And bringing that roundabout or full circle to today, it's actually my social media name on Facebook, Selwyn by Faith Robbins, right? So last night, just to add in this story, last night I was meeting this gentleman, and I was wearing a black long sleeve shirt that my wife and I created, and it has FE in the middle of a white circle and a thinner white line surrounding that, and underneath it had words of what FE stood for in a little tagline. So as we're sitting, I noticed that he was just kind of fixated on the center of my shirt. And I didn't say anything about it. It wasn't uncomfortable, but I was just wondering, like, why is he looking down at the center of my shirt? And he then said, he's like, man, excuse me, Brother Selwyn, I just want to let you know the shirt that you have, that you're wearing, those letters, F-E, means faith in the Latin culture. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, F-E with an apostrophe above the E means faith. And I was just really astounded, dumbfounded by this. I'm like, nah, you've got to be kidding me. So I looked it up, of course, on Google, and there it was. F-E means faith. And that was so wild that, you know, after the dinner, I came home and told my wife. But as me and that gentleman were talking, he said, you know what? That just reminds me of my faith. Because he was telling me, we were having a manly conversation about where we were, or where he was, that is. And he said, you know what? Basically, I need to get back to my faith. And he mentioned that on, I believe it was a missionary trip, that one of the shirts they wore had F-E on it with a cross, and then the word streets at the bottom of it, I believe. And he says, you know, many times we come to a crossroads of our faith as we're walking. And I believe that was so profound in many ways. One thing that the shirt in itself, I've been living by faith, as I said, selling by faith, but I didn't realize I was wearing faith. Oh, man, I hope you guys know that you've got to wear faith as well as being led by faith. And of course, I'm not talking about a literal shirt. I'm speaking spiritually. You got to wear this faith. You got to demonstrate it, that just that little thing Faith as a mustard seed. If you have the faith of a mustard seed, you know, you can tell this mountain to move from here to there, right? Just that little thing of faith is so big. I didn't realize by me making a decision of wearing a certain shirt would ignite somebody else to get back to their faith, right? And it poses the question to me as well, is that, and I hopefully yourself, is that, is faith the center of your walk? You know, 2 Corinthians, I believe, 5:7 says that we walk by faith and not by sight. And understanding that means when I walk by faith, is that I have it with me, but I'm also led by it. And brothers, sisters, just as well, I want you to find that faith street if you veered off from it. There's always an on-ramp, just as well as an off-ramp. And I want to encourage you to get back to the center of your faith. Get back to the center of your understanding of Jesus and who he was, demonstrating the purpose of his Father in our lives. You have faith for a reason. And I want you to be encouraged to demonstrate it with just a little faith of a mustard seed in your prayer time. If you're believing for that job or that promotion, if you're believing for a turnaround in your business or your marriage or in your children, if you're believing for a turnaround in you, speak it over yourself today. Don't waste the time, because it is very crucial. It's very precious in these last days. You have it in you, and I believe in you. This is Selwyn Robbins, your host of Let's Talk About It. Have a blessed day, guys. Love you.